Om Shanti. January month is the month of being merged in Brahma Baba's love seat memories. And we are very fortunate that we have with us today our senior Rajyogi brother, respected Mohan Bhaiji. Welcome him, giving a big hand. And he is the one who has received the sustenance of Brahma Baba for about 6 to 7 years. And when Brahma Baba left the body, about 1 week before, he was here in Madhuban. So he saw the activities of Brahma Baba in last days, how he attained the Karmatit stage. So he is here to share his experiences about that. He is an engineer, and he worked in government in Ahmedabad. And when the Gyansaror Academy was established, he took the volunteer, retirement, and he dedicated his life for the Yajna. And he has written many books, and he has taken lead up many environment campaigns, and he gives the many lectures on positive thinking, stress management, and also he is a speaker in many national and international conferences, and he tours not only in India, but in foreign countries also to do Baba's service. So now we will listen about how Brahma Baba attained Karmatit stage. Respected Brother Mohan Singhal ji.
Thank you, sister. Om Shanti. As sister was rightly telling, that the month of January is a month of introspection. How far we have traveled on the path of spirituality and in the self-transformation, and how much is remaining before us to become Karmatit. And so far, Brahma Baba is the only one who has attained final stage, the angelic stage, complete form. And in fact, he is the only role model before all of us. I had the good fortune to be in his company and to take the sustenance directly from Baba. So, we were discussing about the sustenance taken by from Brahma Baba. When I first met him, Baba, it was the year 1962 or the late 1961, the beginning of 1962, when I came in this spiritual knowledge. I was doing the graduation in one of the universities, Lucknow University, in Lucknow. And Baba has come in Kanpur, a big city, about some 2 hours journey or 2 hours journey from Lucknow. So we all decided to go to Lucknow. And one morning, at that time our divine family was quite small, maybe around some 40-50 people. So we started one fine morning and reached that city where Baba has come. And when we reached, it became late, little, because it was morning hour and cold weather, so fog was there, and journey took little more time. And when we reached, Baba's class was over, and Baba was giving toli to the students. At that time, when we went there one by one, we all met Baba. And I was at that time just only some 16 years old. And when my turn came, quite almost in the end, and then Baba saw, gave drishti, and Baba uttered the word that, "Oh, I have been waiting for you quite a long. So I have been waiting. Since we have become late by some 1 hour or so, so I thought, because due to cold weather, since we arrived late, Baba's class was over. So Baba is telling these words. So I told, yes, yes, Baba, our bus became late. And so that is the reason, because it is early morning, foggy weather. So Baba saw and then again repeated, "Oh, I have been waiting." So, because Baba is never in the limit, unlimited, and Baba meant actually, as you can understand, we all understand now that what Baba meant at that time. 5,000 years old, in the last kalp in Sangam Yuga we met, and yes, and Baba has been waiting, because all of us, each and everybody, we have come in this knowledge is Baba has actually invoked us. There is whole, all the world is there, number of souls in the world, but we are the only fortunate ones who have come in this spiritual knowledge, and we are taking sustenance from Baba. We got the knowledge from Baba. Okay, then one by one we met Brahma Baba at that time. As Baba, if suppose the Baba was sitting, and one by one we used to come in his lap, Baba used to give drishti, and then the beauty was that as soon as we used to come in Baba's lap, we used to become just soul conscious. Bodilessness, that stage. Baba used to give some drishti, and then as soon as that drishti, we were just taking drishti, and within few seconds we used to forget our body. Later on we came to know that Baba has practiced so much that I am soul. So the one who himself or herself is in the soul conscious stage, whenever that particular soul gives drishti to others, they also become soul conscious. And then, after some time, then Baba used to just tap us, "Oh, just come back in the body." Though the soul never leaves the body, but it is a feeling, a stage. And then, when we used to come back to the body, Baba will just give toli, ask the name, and just ask some of the questions, and then the turn of that person is over, another one will come. So likewise, the whole party members, they used to come and meet. Whenever we used to come here, Madhuban, or even other places, suppose Baba is standing, Baba is walking, and when Baba used to see, and at that time, "Oh, come, dear children, come." Baba used to spread his hand. And we used to have a sort of a magnetic pull, you see. And then immediately we were pulled in the Baba's lap, Baba's arms, and used to become complete soul conscious, bodiless stage. So this is because Baba himself has practiced this one. So that was the first feeling when we met. Then Baba asked her, "What's your name?" I told my name, Laukik name is Shri. As we say, Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan. So Shri is my Laukik name by birth. Then Baba once again asked, "What's your name?" I again repeated little loudly, that Shri. Once again, third time Baba asked, what you said? So again little loudly I said, so Baba, "Shri," repeated, "Oh, Dadi, oh come Dadi, Didi, come." Baba was very humorous, you see. And the beauty was, whenever Baba used to meet an adult, he used to behave like adult. And a young fellow, like young. And I was just, as I told you, some 16, 17 years old. So Baba just called, "Oh, Dadi has come today. Baba has found one child who is, you see, higher than Baba." Can anybody be higher than Baba? I was also quite new in the knowledge. I could not understand much. Then Baba explained. Baba used to explain, "Oh, you see, this time nobody can call himself or herself as Shri." To whom this title is given, Shri? To whom? Deities, Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan, whose both the soul as well as body is pure. And in this iron age, nobody can claim that one's soul or the body is pure. Because body is a product of vices. And similarly, the soul has become vicious just in this last birth. So, nobody can die. Then Baba said, "Okay, we all have to become Shri. Even now, Brahma Baba cannot put, you see, Shri, this title, in his name. So, we all have to become like Shri. Shri means Shresht, better person. And from today, Baba gives you the name Mohan." So that Baba changed the name Mohan in this Sangam Yuga, and we all have to become Shri. So Baba's main idea was just to see that we all forget our this present, this last birth, whatever is connected with this body, whatever, so that our transformation starts from the very day we come in this Gyan, and that transformation is as per this confluence period. We forget about this iron age, our body and body name, mentally. Physically, though, it will remain like that. In all our documents or certificate, it will. But Baba used to, Baba's practice. If suppose in India, quite a good number of sisters, their name is, say, Maya Devi. Maya. So Baba used to tell, "Oh, what Maya? Oh, we have to forget about Maya. Maya is nothing but weaknesses." So Baba gives you, change your name to maybe some Gita Devi or some Lakshmi Devi, something like that, so that one forgets about Maya also. If somebody's name used to be the, I remember Garib Das, say. Garib means poor. And Das means just a sort of slave. Garib Das, quite popular name. So Baba, "Oh, Garib Das, no, now the God, the God has come, incorporated God, to change our fortune." So Baba gives you the name of, say, Amir Chand. Garib Das means there is no Garib, no poor fellow. Now you have become multi-millionaire, billionaire, this knowledge, these spiritual diamonds and all these things. So Baba used to intoxicate us that this present birth is worth diamond. It is very, very precious birth. So this was just from the first meeting, Baba used to give this impression to each and every of us, all of us, that we are a transformed one. Mohan. Mohan is another name of Lord Krishna. There are so many names. Mohan is one of the names. Childhood name of Krishna is also known as Mohan. Like that. And you see, very realistic. Shri is not bad. But we all have to become, and Shri means our body as well as soul, both have to be very pure. And which is not. Baba used to say, even Brahma Baba's body and soul is not pure. So we all are Purusharthi. So Baba used to change. So this was our first meeting. Okay. Then, as soon as we were advancing, and when I did graduation, my selection was there in the engineering college, and I was going for that. But by that time, some one and a half year has passed, and quite a good time in the spiritual knowledge. So I thought, ki now as Baba says, time is very less, and engineering, study of engineering and then practice will take some minimum 4-5 years. So why to, you see, spend so much time in this one? Let me do some other, matlab, educational, earn the educational degree and do the job. So I told this thing to my Laukik father, but father said, no, no, unless you see you study more, then how your career will be built up. So I was not keen to study this. Then my father, Laukik father, told, okay, let us go to Baba. And whatever Baba says, Shrimati gives, we will follow. That was quite suiting to me. And I was sure Baba will say whatever used to say Baba in Murli, ki time is less and Purusharth time, one has to find out. We went there, here came. Then before me, two other Kumars, they were there, and there Baba has given time. So one by one, first Kumar, he was already in the first year, few months of engineering college has passed, and he was studying. But he came in the knowledge, and then the transformation when it started taking place. So he also thought, Baba used to say, take Shrimat, and for take Shrimat, and if you follow Shrimat, that will be guiding you to the best in your life. So he came and he asked, Baba, Baba, I have just started my this one, and and the knowledge also have recently come. So my conscience doesn't allow me to study so much for 5 years if I pass in this one. And I am Kumar, not much responsibility, so I can pull on with another job and with whatever existing qualification I am having. So Baba said, okay, all right, and don't study this one, and do some job with the existing educational knowledge, and if you want to have more degree, maybe 1 year or 2 year, do some professional course, like that something Baba said, and he was happy. Then the second Kumars, he went there inside, and he asked, his business family background was there, and he has studied, he did not want to be involved much in business. But business fellows, his parents were there, so they wanted him. So Baba told, no, you should do as per advice of your parents, and because it is a family business, and ultimately it will be passed to you, so take. So he accordingly did. Then my third turn came. I went inside. I also explained Baba. So Baba said, no, no, you have to study. You have to become engineer. So then I asked, Baba, why this double standard? Earlier you have said the other fellow who was doing engineering, you need not study. But you are telling me now you have to study. So Baba says, no, Baba is, you see, Baba knows everybody's future. And Baba knows that what type of service one is capable of doing, and what Baba wants from each and every soul, what type of service is to be taken. So Baba is seeing that you will be a very precious instrument and in service, and very big soul, VIPs, etc. And not only here, but in this country, outside, everywhere, they will be coming. So that is why you have to study. So Baba explained, and accordingly, then I came out and started studying. So you see, Baba used to see that one brother who has already joined engineering college, and after some few years, you see, in one accident, his untimely death took place. So he died. So you see how Baba is Jani Jananhar, means he knows everybody's future. So had that soul studied engineering, so by the time if he had completed that engineering course and degree, after 1-2 years, if he was to die, so as per the drama, so his study would not have come, would not have been utilized. And you see, when one dies, whatever the education or so, it also goes away. So you see, Baba sees everybody's individual's future, and used to see similarly other brothers, and he is there, and quite a nice business and everything. Because when he came in the Gyan, his parents, they were very, you see, opposed to the spiritual knowledge. As you know, when the young fellows are there, parents wish that one should marry and like that. So much freedom in India is not there. And they have to, you see, follow the parents' advice also. But at that time, he was within the family and did as per Baba's advice. So he remained Kumar also and got his parents' help and business, everything. So that was all right. And you see, I was there, the third one, as I told you. So when I went to study this engineering, there was no center, BK center. So you see, so Baba advised, I asked Baba, ki Baba, if I go there, I have to take the food in the hostel, and that will not be a pure food, vegetarian food. So Baba said, no, you have to give drishti to the food, and then accept it, because when by yoga we purify, we can create the pure world, new world, can't we purify the food? So Baba just, you see, emphasized this thing that I have to study, but simultaneously Baba made us so that in the very first year in the engineering college when we went, then with the help of scholarship and other, we were able to open the center in the very first year. And Baba opened the center, our center, and then there the sisters came, and for next 3 years we were able to get the pure food. So you see, Baba sees how much inclination, mental inclination ours is there, and accordingly Baba changes the situation and make us so that we are able to practice whatever the rules and regulation are there. And simultaneously Baba wants to see that whatever type of service is to be taken from individual souls. So there are so many things, I will narrate some of these things here, so which used to show that Baba was also Jani Jananhar, means he was knowing individual's fortune. And as soon as one used to come before Baba, Baba used to give drishti and know what is going inside one's heart. So from 62 I met Baba number of times, but today I will like to emphasize more on Baba's Karmatit stage, because when I went for engineering college, after that passing, then you see I narrate some of the things. In Bhog, I used to stay in the hostel. And then in the hostel, and we used to take food there. Why I am telling we means, along with me, one more brother, Brother Vinod. He was there in US for a number of years in, Sacramento. And now he's last 3 years or 4 years, he's in Shantivan. So he also did that engineering. And we used to be in the hostel and studying this engineering college studies and practicing this Brahma Kumari's Raj Yoga. So once we thought, okay, tomorrow is Thursday, let us make bhog in our hostel, and we take, and just we will offer Baba this bhog. So next day early morning, we prepared bhog. It took some time and we became late. So by the time we took the bhog to the center, usually class time used to be early morning, some 6:30 to 8 o'clock. It became around 7:45. And bhog used to be offered at 7 o'clock morning. But that particular day, Thursday, sister was there. But Baba did not pull her. Sister was a sanyasi. And Baba did not pull her. At that time, you see, I am talking of 60s, almost most of the sisters, they used to offer bhog through the divine vision. They used to go in subtle word and offer Baba bhog, etc. And then used to bring the message. So that particular day, Baba did not pull. Usually, otherwise, within some 5-10 minutes, sister goes and Baba pulls her, and then bhog is offered and whatever the rituals are to be done, and then she comes back. But that day, 10-15 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes, she was not able to go, in subtle world. So as soon as we went and put our whatever the bhog we prepared, and it was put in the bhog, you see, thali, and immediately Baba pulled her. And then Baba gave the message. You see, the sister asked, Baba, today I was sitting so much time, you did not pull me. So Baba said, you see, my two beloved children, they have prepared bhog with so much love and affection, and they were coming, they became late. How I could have pulled you without the bhog offered by them, prepared by them? And you see, so Baba takes everybody's, you see, love, affection into account. And then Baba sent the message like that. So neither sister was knowing that the bhog is coming, but it was only we were preparing and Baba was knowing. So Baba kept the sister in charge, just in abeyance, and took more time. So these are though very small things, subtle things, but that, you see, enforces us, the faith in the spiritual knowledge and in Baba, that how Baba knows each and everything. Ritually, whatever is going on in our mind, Baba knows, but Baba still wants that if we speak, we write down, then as we are opening our heart before Baba, and then Baba gives the reply. So these are some of them. Then, as I was telling you, whenever we used to meet Baba, I had the good fortune to meet Baba maybe 7-8 times, in these so many years, 7-8 years. And whenever we used to go to Baba, Baba used to give us time and listen us and then offer the solution. But in the end, when I met Baba on 17th January 1969, I was posted at a very distant place and Baba just pulled me. My plan was made, and from Assam I came to Madhuban, and on 17th January I reached here. So I saw, as usual, I was thinking I will go to Baba, meet Baba, and Baba ask Baba this question, that question. So whenever I used to go to Baba, I met probably 6 to 7 times between on 17th and 18th January. But every time I felt, Baba used to give drishti for a few seconds, and then Baba used to say, oh, you have come for this question in your mind. You want to ask this thing? Okay, do like this, it will happen like this. Baba used to tell what is going on in the mind, our question also, as well as its solution, offer the solution. It happened once, twice, thrice, like that, 5-6 times it has happened. Just like a sort of thought reader type, no? Exactly whatever is going, so that basic purpose is saving the time, because time is one of the most precious one. Time and our thoughts, these are our biggest treasures, as Baba says in Murli. So it was very strange to me how it has happened, being a scientist. So later on I asked once Didi Manmohaniji about it. Then Didi explained, you see, when somebody is towards his karmatita stage, you see, final stage, he is having full control over his mind and over his thoughts. And in India it is said that, man jite jagat jeet, man ke hare har hai, man ke jite jeet, means one who is able to conquer the mind, he is able to conquer the whole world, simply. So likewise, and Baba has attained gradually that stage, because one can read other's mind if one is having full control over his own mind. It is just like if the water is there, you see, very neat and clean and still water is there, we can see our face. But if suppose you throw a little stone, something, ripples will be there, waves will generate, and one may not be able to see his face very clearly, because the ripples are there. Similarly, if I am having my own thoughts, my ripples, thoughts, then I cannot read others' thoughts very clearly. My own thoughts will superimposed over those thoughts. Whatever I am thinking, then it will be mixed in that one, so I may not be able to receive the clear-cut thoughts of that fellow. Why thoughts? These are very essential. Because Baba has said in the end, people will come with so many desires, thoughts, and at that time, we must be able to read them and then fulfill their thoughts. Time will not be there, they will not be able to speak. That what Baba says, the volcanic yoga. Fire, you see, volcano. In the fire, if you put anything, its form changes. So our yoga should be such powerful, whomsoever comes. Baba says, you see, one comes weeping, you see, suffering from so many things, he must return with full contentment over on his face. One is very peaceless due to various situations in life, but as soon as one comes before you, your volcanic you must be able to change his situation, because our inner nature is very, very powerful than the outer nature. And outer nature, we must be able to transform the outer nature by virtue of our inner nature. So the situation, we must not be under the control of external situation, but I must be able to change the external situation by virtue of my powerful inner nature, whatever is there. So this thing will be required in the end. And we must practice now, so that a sort of this complete control over my mindset, over my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, my full control, if it is there, then I'll be able to conquer the whole world. First I must be able to conquer, and that was reflective. During 17th and 18th I found so many things. And not only this one, on 18th, when the very history hall, you see, in the history hall, at that time this hall was not there. I am talking to you now of 18th January 1969. The last day, Baba came in the class. Morning, Baba did not utter a single word about Murli. And 18th evening, Baba called one brother who was responsible for arranging the class, that today Baba will conduct the class little early. In Madhuban, usually the classes are conducted usually at 9 o'clock in the evening, night. But at that day Baba called that brother around maybe 7 o'clock. Today Baba will take the class early, so inform all. So everybody took dinner, etc., and came to the class by maybe around 7:45 or so, 7:30 or 7:45. And then Baba came to the class. So that was, Baba came to the class and Baba's form was just full of light, very lightiest form. And when he came to the class, he started Murali giving class. So usually Baba was having a little sore throat, because it was very cold weather and all. Baba was not so well physically also. But even in the morning, Baba did not give the Murali class. But that day in the evening, if you go through that 18th January Murali, it is available here in the form of a CD and cassette, etc., MP3. So that day, Baba did not have a single time any sore throat. And Baba gave the class, so fluent class, that not a single time this Murali was disturbed. So which shows that all Baba's karma bhog, whatever the karmic accounts of the body, they were there. Over those karmic accounts, Baba's yoga power has, completely won this Baba's karmic account. All karmic accounts were settled and Baba's yoga powerful stage was overruling. So not a single time this thing was there. So this is also one of the symptoms of the karmatita stage. That though our body, it will be one of the biggest paper is there of the body. But there may be the pain in the body or suffering in the body. But since we will be having complete, the soul conscious stage, so whatever is going on in the body, its feeling will not be there. Just like as anesthesia is there or some chloroform or something, even after that doctors perform the operation, blood is flowing and cut is there, everything, but the feeling is not there. So that is due to body, inert and inactive, all the nerves, etc., they become temporarily. But here, our yoga stage will be like that. We will be able to withdraw from the body. So that feeling of painful feeling and other feelings, they will not be there. So this is also one of the karmatita stage, one form of the karmatita stage. What else? After that, this another feeling is that Baba used to meet the palti. Sister used to bring the palti to Baba, and then Baba used to meet one by one to the party members. And and naturally the one who used to give this program to the parties, one used to distribute, 10 o'clock the party from Bombay should meet Baba, 10:30 Bangalore, or 11 o'clock Calcutta, like that time used to be distributed. And when the sister used to take the party inside, Baba used to meet either in the hut or at this history hall or in Baba's room also. At that time Baba's room was small, but if party used to be small, 2-3 persons, 4 persons, then at that time they used to be there in Baba's room and Baba used to meet there. So during those days, when party used to be taken by the sister in charge of the center, so she will find that Baba is sitting and in the so much lost in himself, that though the eyes are open, everything completely awakened stage, but mentally as Baba is somewhere else. Physically Baba is here, but as mentally somewhere else. Maybe the 5 stages, as Baba has said, as various form of yoga, maybe. And then the sister in charge used to go there and then see, Baba is there, but no response. Then she used to call, "Baba, Baba, I have come with this party." So just Baba used to get sometimes some sort of jerk. "You have come, okay, brought the party, okay, come on, come on." So as Baba used to pull himself in the body. And whenever, whatever the time Baba used to find, he used to get away from the body. So we should have this practice that when some work is to be performed by us, we should pull ourselves in the body, perform the work, and again going back to our the soul world or the subtle world or various form of other stages. So Baba was having this very good practice. And Baba used to go and come back. So this practice is also very vital, very essential for moving towards the karmatit and final stage. We must practice this much. That what we have seen in Baba. Then what else? So when people used to come and meet Baba, Baba used to just satisfy them, whatever the question is there, and then accordingly one used to go back. Another practice that what we saw in Baba was that Baba used to ask in Murli also, Baba has in that, whatever the, you see, the bad habits and other things are there, just give Babas your, and give in writing your half of the sins will be absolved. Baba says, and also we have also done like this. But it was mainly due to just to open the heart, clean the heart, that Baba used to see that everybody is able to clean the heart so that when one is in this conscious stage, then in future he will not perform those, he will not be under the control of those weaknesses. Every human being is having some weaknesses. So that if that stage is attained, once the consciousness is awakened, that, this is bad, this is good. Then, though even theoretically sometimes we know, but we are unable to, because we are, the soul is not so much empowered just to get rid of the bad things, qualities, and just to do the right thing. Though theoretically we know in mind, this is to be done, this should not be done. But due to old sanskar and old habits, sometimes we find ourselves just to not to able to get rid of those old sanskars under the influence of which we perform some negativity. So Baba's main purpose was to clean the consciousness of each and every soul. And then on that 18th January, I was telling you, Baba performed this, gave the murli, and not a single time this body gave him any problem. And since Baba was having sore throat, and time to time he was being disturbed by this sore throat. Then sometimes what used to happen, actually it was giving so much problem to Baba. And then Baba used to say, whenever I talk to Shiv Baba, I say, Baba, please get me rid of this sore throat or this khansi, and so that I am able to perform better service. So Baba, Shiv Baba used to say, no, this is your own karmic account. You have to settle this karmic accounts. I cannot help it. Whatever the earlier you have performed, karma, accordingly you will get its, result. So you have to face it. Not only you, each and every soul has to face his own karmic account, settle the karmic account, and Shiv Baba cannot do it in any way. So when there is no concession to even Brahma Baba in settling his karmic account, will there be any concession to you and me for them settling our own accounts? No. So we must face the whatever the papers come in our body in the form of diseases and various other problems, we must be able to face with smiling face. And Baba always used to say, you must be able to change the external situation by your inner situation, inner powerful situation. And that's why Baba used to say, oh, bachche, you know, change the situation. And just Baba used to do how? That whenever some sore throat was there and Baba used to have some problem, next moment we used to see Baba will turn towards that. There used to be some translite picture near Baba, and that translite picture of Krishna and Lakshmi Narayan and others were there. Oh, tomorrow, today I am having this body problem. Tomorrow I am going to become like this Lord Krishna, when there will be no problem and everything will be fine. Body will be fine, the weather, climate, everything will be fine. Oh, so much Baba used. And Baba used to say, oh, bachchon ko khushi mein khaggiya marne chahiye. Khaggiya, this is a Sindhi word. Huh? So you must be so much, you see, engaged, absorbed in the happiness. It must be reflected from your face. And do you know, children, how to make khaggiya? Huh? There may be some one or two Sindhis fellow, I don't know. So Baba used to perform. Huh? You see, khaggiya means khushi. Oh, look, just like this. Huh? Oh, I am going to become this titi. Oh, Baba. And Baba used to lit, his face became, the earlier moment, few seconds before, it was all sore throat and Baba's eyes wet due to that one. But very next moment, plus Baba used to change the situation. Oh, no, I am going to become. So that happiness, was just, this was reflecting from his face so much that everybody, Baba himself used to forget what was the earlier moment, and so much body was giving so much problem. So that Baba always used to say to us also, we all must be able to conquer the weaknesses, the paper from our body and our other papers which come in our path, we must be able to change it from bad to best, good. So Baba was a manifestation of this one. What else we saw? You see, we know that it is one famous saying, the ant mate sogate. In the end, whatever our thoughts are there, accordingly, and at that time if the soul leaves the body, so at that time, according to our last thoughts, our next birth will be there. And our next birth will be in the golden age. So we have to see that the last stage must be very fine, very good. Though there will be so many papers from the body, old sanskars, and papers from five elements of nature, and likewise from our divine family, number of papers will be there, but my inner soul conscious state should be so powerful that it must be able to conquer all the papers and must come out victorious. So Baba used to say that, oh, these five elements of nature, these must be there, they will come in various forms of papers. But I must see that they are not responsible for my death. Because if suppose sometimes, say, earthquake comes, and suppose earthquake, the building falls, and if I am inside that one, and at that time, if suppose I die, my soul leaves the body, then what will happen? Quite possible I may not be able to remember Baba, because when so many things will be coming, or the flood is there, or tsunami is there, natural calamity, at that time, the question of survival will be there. And the whole of environment will be full of fear and worries. At that time, if suppose I leave the body, then accordingly, my next birth will be there. Antmate sogate. So that will not be actually good for me. So what is required is that I must be able to leave the body as per my own wish, as the Baba did. On 18th January, Baba gave the murli. And after the murli, just as usual, Baba stood up in this history hall. Baba gave the murli and then Baba said, okay, Baba, meethe meethe bachchon ko yaad pyar, good morning, like that Baba said, and Baba went out. And then again Baba stood Again Baba started giving drishti. Again at that time when this was there, Baba gave the drishti. And then Baba moved, and outside as soon Baba went out, Baba said, okay, Baba bachchon se chutti leta hai, vida leta hai. So these were for the first time in so many years, first time Baba uttered these words, Baba bachchon se chutti leta hai, vida leta hai. Means Baba was having this feeling that this is my last meeting with the children, sakar meeting, through this corporeal body of Brahma. Shri Baba was knowing. So that is why Baba said, okay, I am going, leaving this one. So as the Baba, because we all have to move on the footprints of Baba, so our stage should also be like that. So that in the end, I must be able to know, okay, now I am going to leave this body. We all have to leave the body. But not under the compulsion of five elements of nature, or due to disease, or due to any tense relationship, anything, no. Plus, okay, now part in this body is over, okay, Baba, I am coming to you. That is the karmatit stage. And that inhibition will come, that the last thought, clarity will come, when I am able to conquer my mindset, thoughts, so that in the end, only this and this type of thought is there, okay, Baba, as Baba was going. And Baba, just after that, Baba went to his room, and there, as we all have heard, Baba took the hand, Dadi's hands in hand, and giving drishti, transferring all the powers almost, and then Baba left the body. You see. So this was, and not only this, Baba has been able to conquer these five elements of nature completely. And why I am telling, because I have seen that one, the Baba's body was lying. 18th January Baba left the body. 18th January. And whole of 18th night and 19th day, 19th night, 20th the whole day, 20th night, and 21st afternoon the body was consumed to flame. 21st. But the beauty was that though Baba left body on 18, the soul left the body, but there was no stiffness in the body. I had the opportunity to ask number of doctors, and doctor told, no, it is not possible. As soon as the soul leaves the body, within some 6-7 hours or 8 hours, body becomes stiff. But Baba has purified these five elements of nature up to the extent that on 21st when we gave the body a bath, an Indian system, rituals, actually body is given a bath and then put actually consumed to flame. So Baba's body was so much flexible. Not only this, it was so much, no blackishness. Usually when the soul leaves the body within few hours, body becomes almost black. It started become disintegrating, bad smell, etc. Disintegration it starts. But Baba's body, even after some 65 to 70 hours, Baba's body was just same white. It looked like that as usual Baba will again get up. Oh, come on dear children. Like that Baba used to say. And completely white, no disintegration, no bad smell, and no stiffness in the body. It is just against all the existing norms of the medical science. And with this one, this shows that we all have to purify our five elements. We have to move, yes. So, this why I am telling, because when Baba was able to purify these five elements of nature, why not you and me? We all have to. There is a big story, but today there is some third Sunday, and we all are having this international yoga. So let us think over it, how Baba was able to do, and Baba was able to not only his soul, but spreading the vibration and purifying all the five elements. Okay? Think over it and then come out with some ideas. If we meet, then I will give you some ideas next time. Okay? Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Thank you. Om Shanti. One minute.